From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is withdrawing a proposal to revise the handling requirements under the federal marketing order for tomatoes grown in Florida. ThePacker.com reports after feedback from industry stakeholders, the USDA determined there is insufficient support for the proposed changes recommended by the Florida Tomato Committee. The proposal included bringing previously exempt Roma tomatoes under the marketing order's handling regulations, developing exemption language for greenhouse and hydroponic tomatoes, and reviving pack and container requirements. California's 2020 almond acreage is estimated at 1.6 million acres, 5.3% higher than 2019, according to USDA data from the National Ag Statistics Service. Of the total acreage for 2020, 1.25 million acres were bearing, 5.9% above 2019, and 350,000 acres were non-bearing, up 2.9%. Fresno, Kern, Stanislaus, Merced, and Madera counties accounted for 73% of the total bearing acreage. A big day Wednesday for U.S. potato growers when the Mexican Supreme Court ruled a unanimous 5-0 vote to overturn a 2017 lower court decision that prevented the Mexican federal government from implementing regulations to allow fresh U.S. potatoes imported throughout the country. The ruling, cheered by the National Potato Council and Potatoes USA, marks the end of a decade-long legal process that began when Mexico's potato industry sued its government to prevent competition from imports. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.